I'm Elizabeth Alfano, and it is another great night on WGN Radio 720. Chef Kelsey Knowles in the house. Kelsey, thanks for being here.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
Okay, you are the executive chef of the new Matthew Kenny restaurant, the new and the only Matthew Kenny restaurant in Chicago, Althea, yes, which is located in the Saks Fifth Avenue building, I think, right?
Yes, yeah, we're up on the 7th floor. It's got a great view of the city. You can see all of downtown. You can see the lake from two sides, which is really special.
Beautiful. And you're only open for lunch. Is that right?
We're actually starting tomorrow going to be open for dinner hours. Right now, just 5 days a week, but coming soon, we'll be open lunch, dinner, 7 days a week.
Oh, my gosh. So your life's about to really implode
starting
here.
Tomorrow, yes.
Yeah. Now, when I go to the Matthew Kenny website, I see restaurants in San Paulo, in Bogota, in, oh my God, I had a crazy list here of all of the places that you guys are. Of course, Los Angeles, and of course, New York. Why did it take you so long to get to Chicago? I want answers, people.
That's a great question. I can say, I mean, I am from Chicago, so I'm very excited that we're here now, and I was very excited to get to join this team. I think Chicago really needs something like this.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, here's my list. Bahrain. You were in Bahrain before you're in Chicago. You just better tell that Chef Matthew Kenny that that will not fly.
All right.
Noted. Okay. Okay. Well, you're here now, and hopefully
yes,
this is the first of many Matthew Kenny restaurants. So for those people who don't know, maybe talk me through his philosophy of being a restaurateur.
Right. So it's really health-focused, plant-based, like, minimally processed foods. Everything is locally sourced as much as possible, organic. It's all, you know, very important for us to bring you the best quality of foods as much as we can. Yeah.
And did you find him or did he find you? I know you're a vegan chef located in Chicago, so maybe he sought you out?
No, I actually saw that they were coming to town and applied and was fortunate enough to get this position. So I'm very excited about it. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Because I saw on your resume that previously you were with Paul Feribach at Big Jones.
I was.
Not a vegan restaurant at
all.
Not
a vegan restaurant, no.
So how did that go over?
You know, it was a really great experience. I loved working there. I was butchering a hog once a week, which is,
wow,
it's different, but you know, it's a great experience. It was really wonderful to learn from him. He's a very talented chef.
He's, what amazes me about him as a chef is that his historical knowledge of food is,
yes,
so
absolutely
deep. Not,
yeah,
just that it's vast, it's so detailed and deep. And he's quite a character as well.
He is.
Yeah, he really is sort of a one of a kind, and he works so hard.
Yeah, it was a joy to work with him and just to work with all the amazing ingredients that he brings into the house,
mm-hmm,
heirloom things and organic,
right,
things, and
the
just
flavors,
yeah, great stuff. Yeah.
But if you're a chef working with him, how did you switch over to being a plant-based chef?
I've been a vegetarian for 15 years now, so it was kind of an easy step for me. It was very exciting.
So then,
for
really
me to
the,
have this opportunity, yeah,
the reverse question is really then what I should be asking: as a vegetarian or vegan, how was it to butcher a hog?
I mean, when I first went into culinary school, I knew I was going to have to get into some things that maybe weren't comfortable for me at the beginning, but I really, it was a career I wanted to pursue, and I, you know, those are things you have to do. And one thing that I felt really great about is that we were, like, we knew the farmers, we knew the farms, and I wasn't using some, like, really horrible factory farm, just, you know, I knew what products I was using, and they were companies I felt comfortable supporting.
Mm-hmm. So it's maybe too early to tell, because I think you've been up and running for about 10 days or something.
Not very
but
much.
Do you have any sort of pulse on the public and what they think about the first Matthew Kenny restaurant in Chicago?
Yeah, so far it's been really positive responses. We've, you know, being in the department store, we've been having some people who weren't quite familiar with what we were doing, just kind of wandered in and weren't sure what to expect, and they come in, they sit down, they eat, and they have a great time, and they seem to be very impressed so far, so it's been good.
And because it's so new, I haven't even been able to get there yet, but I think it's an intimate space, is it not? It's not
enormous. It is,
enormous.
Yeah. It's a nice small space, but you're separated enough from the store that you're just kind of thrown into, there's just big windows, you're kind of thrown into the skyline and everything. Mm-hmm. It's really nice.
Oh, yeah. It sounds so lovely. But I know, I mean, restaurants are hard businesses, period. And then the startup phase of a restaurant, I just can't think of anything more stressful. So how has it been the first couple of weeks?
You know, we've got a really good team from the beginning. A lot of plant-based employees, which is great. And so they're all very excited to be there, and they're all ready to like get into it. They're very passionate. So it's just been, it's been a lot easier than more than I had expected, because everyone is so happy to be working there.
And what are some of the challenges that you guys are having in the startup phase?
Well, we're doing, just because we're doing sort of a slow rollout, so we're kind of feeling things out, and it is a new city, so, and also opening in Chicago in the winter isn't easy to get.
So tricky, it's such a tricky time of year for you guys.
Yeah, so we're working with our purveyors, and yeah, just trying to do the best we can getting going.
Yes, of course. So, you know, a plant-based restaurant, I always think, is maybe a tricky start in Chicago, but actually Chicago has a decent support network.
They really do. There's a really big community of vegan and plant-based people in Chicago. They're all just kind of spread out, and they have their different places they like to go. And I feel like this is kind of a new sort of like high-end, you know, experience that they can have. There's so many like really wonderful like diner sort of like casual places in the city that I love to go to, but this is sort of a different approach that I think can kind of stand up there with other non-plant-based restaurants.
Okay, so this is sort of an upscale restaurant.
A little bit, yeah.
And would it be akin to, I've been to Matthew Kenny's restaurant in Los Angeles, Plants and Plant Food Wine?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's like Plant Food Wine. Oh, I got to get there.
Yes.
I know you brought me some dishes here, so kind of walk me through. I have, oh, yummy, yummy me. I have a noodle dish. Tell me what I've got
yes,
here.
Yes, this is the cacio e pepe. It is
cacio e pepe, people.
Yes, it's a lovely dish. It's kelp noodles. You've got a black pepper cream, dried olives and an olive puree. It's very savory and warming, and I would eat a bowl of that on a cold winter day, and the thing that would surprise you the most is that it's a raw dish.
Oh, wow.
And it's still going to keep you warm and make you feel really comforted.
So you don't heat this?
No.
Oh, yeah. And you did say cream, but I think you probably mean a nut cream.
Well, it is. It's cashew-based cream.
Cashew-based cream. Oh, my gosh. And speaking of cashew-based things, then I see this other fancy plate that you brought me. Oh, my. What am I looking at now?
So that's our cheese plates. We have, they are cultured cheeses that we do in-house. There's a truffle porcini.
Ooh.
You have a harissa jack cheddar and a chèvre that's rolled in fresh herbs.
Oh, my gosh. And it's not cheese.
It is. It's all cashew-based.
So explain that to me, how you can make a cheese out of cashews.
Well, you need to have a decent blender. Basically, we'll soak the cashews. We'll blend them till they're super creamy, and then culture them similar to you would dairy cheese.
Oh.
And let them, you know, we'll start with like a probiotic and let them culture for a couple of days and then season them. That'll give them sort of that tang that you get from like a dairy cheese.
And when you say culture them, do you mean ferment? Is that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so how long will you have to let them simmer amongst themselves?
About 2 days.
Oh, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I always thought cheese needed a longer time than that.
Yeah, they get it. It really depends on the flavor you're going for. You could go longer. I've actually, since I've been doing these with the restaurant since I've started, I've played a little bit at home by myself too. And like the longer you get it, the sharper they'll go. And you can kind of play with different flavors like that.
Wow. Wow. So tell me about some of the other items that you have on the menu, because I remember looking and I thought I saw kimchi dumplings.
Yes. Those are also very lovely. It's another raw dish, actually, that you wouldn't expect. When, like, I had a girlfriend come in and have it, and I talked to her later about it, and she's like, I had no idea that it was a raw dish, because it's very fulfilling. It's the wrappers are made from coconut meat and cilantro, and then they're filled with house fermented kimchi.
Oh my gosh.
And that's blended into sort of a creamy cashew filling for the dumplings. And then we foam some ginger on there for a little sharpness, because it does tend to be a little bit of a rich dish. And it's just a lovely little snack. You can have just like one bite. And
so is that nice. Part of his philosophy, that a lot of the foods are raw or not heated to an
Yeah, that's a big part of, the health focus mentality of the restaurant.
I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that was one of his areas of focus, that he would not have things heated. Okay, very fascinating to me. So is there any dish that is seemingly Chicago's favorite so far?
I think because of the cold weather we've been having, we have a gnocchi and with a farro bolognese sauce that's been going very well. We have an udon and a hoisin sauce, like a, just kind of a brothy noodle dish that's been going over well. And so, yeah, if you're looking for some warm, comforting food,
oh my gosh,
that's plant-based, we've got it for you.
Okay,
got
to hit Michigan Avenue, everybody. Saxwith Avenue store. Go to the 7th floor, and you're going to find Althea. What's the name Althea? Why Althea. That name?
It means health in Greek.
Ah, so. Am I pronouncing it right?
Althea, yes.
Althea, wow, okay. So are you the one who creates these dishes, or do you work with Matthew directly, or are these dishes that are coming from his other restaurants that you thought would work well here?
Yeah, these are all his dishes that we're kind of doing the rollout with, trying to get those signature dishes, you know, bring in that Matthew Kenny fan base a little bit, kind of get them equated with what we're doing here.
Yes.
All of the signature stuff from Matthew Kenny.
So. And do you think you'll be creating some things now?
I'm hoping so.
Okay. So he's going to leave you some of that room for creativity?
Yes. We'll bring a little Chicago flair.
All right. And how long? This is the first time you've been working with him, yes?
Yes, it is.
And so what's it like to work with him?
It's been great. It's such a positive energy that I'm getting from all of the staff that I've been working with. It's just, maybe it's all the wonderful health foods they're eating. They just have a positive outlook on life. I don't know, but it's been great.
Gotta love those plant-based people. Okay, so now I always like to ask chefs whenever, okay, you've been working a 12-hour day. You're on your feet all day. I mean, it's so physically demanding working in a kitchen. You get home, you walk through the door, you maybe feed your cat, and you plop on the couch. What's the thing you eat at home on the couch? What's your favorite dish at home?
Oh, the easiest thing for me is just I'll set my rice cooker, and then, you know, what I like to do is just I keep my fridge stocked with like a variety of different sorts of condiments, hot sauces, mustard, anything I can just like put on something to make it taste delicious. I always have fermented vegetables in my fridge and just whatever I can do to make a really simple, fast sort of meal, rice, beans, whatever's easy, some toast, I don't know.
Yes. Yeah. No, I'm the same. One of my very favorite things is brown rice and beans and a really good avocado.
Oh, yeah.
Really sort of mushy, not brown in any way, but just really creamy avocado. And then I'm just like throwing sriracha at it. Just like throw it. Cholula, I think I have. And
I always have a handful of different hot sauces in my fridge just to like throw on something and then I'm good.
Yeah, so that's how I am. I'm like, my fridge is always avocados, mushrooms, and then like hot sauce.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is the one dish that you think everybody should know how to make?
I think that as far as the plant-based public goes, I think it's really good to have your own vegan chili recipe in your belt. Oh. It might be a little bit of a stereotype, but it's so simple to just start with beans. Throw whatever vegetables you have, whatever spices you want. It's a one-pot dish. It's so comforting. And, you know, once you do it once or twice, you'll have your own signature blend, and it's great.
Okay, folks, so I got to tell you, when you're not eating Matthew Kenny, hit my website up, elizabethalfano.com, and I have to also give a shout-out to, would it be althea.com? What's your website?
It's matthewkennycuisine.com.
Matthewkennycuisine.com. Mm-hmm. And then /Althea.
I think it might actually be Althea Restaurant Chicago.
Okay, we're gonna get that for you in the copy that goes along with this interview. They're so new, people. Cut them some slack. You see all the challenges you have when you start a new restaurant? Okay, but after you've gone to Matthew Kenny's website and you've looked at the wonderful menu for Althea, then go to my website, elizabethalfano.com, because this week I am making vegan chili. And one of the things I throw into my vegan chili is I throw in tempeh.
Yes.
And I feel like I've got chili with meat crumbles in there.
Very substantial.
Yeah, very substantial. Mm-hmm. And then I really feel like, oh, this is a meat dish. Hold on. Well, okay, so it's just a very exciting time, I find, for the plant-based world. What kind of growth have you guys seen in the city of Chicago in this area in general?
I think it's been huge. I think that a lot of even just straying away from the word vegan, because that can sort of be a four-letter word, is just vegetable focus, that people are really making an effort to make dishes based in vegetables and not like struggling to put one dish that covers everything just to, you know, to make a vegetarian happy. They're just, you know, focusing on vegetables and, you know, giving them what they need and taking care of the vegetable.
Yeah, it, for me, it's like a new lease on life that people have rediscovered vegetables, and now they're getting really creative, and you see a lot of joy coming with working with vegetables. Yeah. And the result of that is you're having 7 or 8 dishes on a menu.
Exactly, yes.
And the other day, I was at a restaurant, just a random restaurant, nothing, you know, that everyone's writing about, just your regular restaurant. I said, okay, you know, I'm vegan. What can you guys do? And they were like, hold on, we'll get the menu. And they came back with an entire vegan menu.
It's always so exciting.
I love you.
Sometimes it's a little overwhelming. You're like, well, now what do I
now what do I It used to be so easy. You gave me the one dish.
The one thing.
Now I've got a huge, huge amount of choices. Okay, everybody, we're going to hit them up. Go to Michigan Avenue, the Saks Fifth Avenue building. Get on the elevator. Go to the 7th floor and enjoy the gorgeous surroundings of Althea with a beautiful, healthy menu. And it sounds like it's just a lovely way to spend an afternoon.
It is.
Oh,
or an evening coming soon.
Or an evening, because now they're starting dinner. We're not exactly sure of the website, but we'll figure it out by the time this goes up on air. For sure, go ahead and Google Matthew Kenny Cuisine. And Chef Kelsey Knowles, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for bringing all this great food. I'm going to stay and eat.
Please.